What's up, ladies? This is Captain to Her Lesbian Lifestyle, and I am your host, Rhonda DeSantis.
So, what's that?
What's that?
How far is it?
It's a beautiful sunny day out here in Cali. I'm at work, masked up, dropping this pee. In today's topic, I want to talk about being accepted. Is it just me? Or when you come out as being a lesbian, see, I'm trying to practice on not cussing so much, but it's like that's just who I am. So I'm gonna try not to have a potty mouth. I'm gonna really try. But I'm only human, okay? So,
is it just me, or, okay, let me break it in. Okay, you're lesbian, I'm lesbian. Or maybe you're confused, or maybe you just don't know what you are. But for me, I'm a lesbian. So when I started, I was probably in my 20s
when I came out.
Yeah, when I came out, I was in my 20s, but I've been knowing this is how I was, but just coming out. I didn't know it would be so hard to like fit into a world where we all like the same thing. I mean, drop me a message if that's like the story for you. Like, you like pussy, I like pussy, we all like pussy, so why the fuck are you trying to pussycat me, bitch? See, I need to work on you.
That wasn't me. But I'ma say it how I feel it. So why feel some type of way about me if we like the same thing? So I noticed as like I start going out and just kind of like I'm thinking in my brain, oh, I'm gonna have, you know, likewise friends, and I'm gonna hang out and maybe meet some friends and chill. It was like, wrong answer. Really, to be honest, it's like, oh, new alert. New chick on the scene. Sorry, that's the bar. Let me wait till it passes, because it hates me. They don't want me to be great. So it's like, wrong answer. New chick on the scene. She cute. And when you're cute, they bother you anyway. But see, I may be cute and beautiful and all that shit, but what you're not gonna do is disrespect me. But what you gonna do is get used to this pretty ass face and respect my mind and my body and my soul. You feel me? So I really had to just really fight for who I was against some people or bitches that's just like me. You know, really just like me. Like, I play a lot. But I'm very serious. Like, when I say this lesbian community is just full of shit, I mean it. Like, I really mean it. Because I could tell you, like, the arguments that I've had, and it ain't even arguments. It's like, check this out. You're gonna respect me. I don't give a fuck. It was like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't going nowhere. Move me. You know, you walk into the club and they hate when you confident. How you gonna hate me? So look, I'm new at all this, right? First time going to the club. I'm like probably 22. No, I'm 30. Oh my gosh. I was like 31 actually. My girlfriend, who I was with at the time, took me to my first club. So I'm at the club and I'm listening to music. See, I'm an introvert. I like to be by myself and I just like to just really be to myself. I like to read books. I'm just the total opposite of her, okay? She likes to be center of attention, all this shit. For me, I didn't need all that. So at the time, I never knew that there were cliques you link up with, like you link up with people. And it just so happens, I'm 31. Baby girl I'm fucking with is like 45 or maybe 50. She was already a well-known. She was an OG, OG, OG up in that thing. So she was well-respected, I could say. So it was just like, it was cool we was together. It's a lot of stuff that I didn't know. When I tell you, because she was a stud. I was always fam. But when I tell you that, okay, I'm just sitting there bobbing to the music like, hey, mind my own business. Some chicks, females walked up to me. Mind you, that's gay shit to me. Like, bitch, you ain't about to walk up to me. You know, like, I don't fuck with that shit. Like, I don't fuck with it like that. I only fuck with studs. You know, studs, you know? Y'all gonna see, like, as I grow on this podcast, because I can only be real. So, that, I'm coming at you, like, as if I'm living it. You feel me? So, when a female walk up to me and whisper in my ear, bro, like, never mind, let me tell you a little bit about me. Let me back up. So you can get a sense of who you're dealing with. I'm a femme. Like, I like to get my nails done. I like to get my toes done. I keep the hair done. I'm really a girly, 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 girly girl. Right? But I got a little bit in me. You know, I got a little hardness in me. So I want to say, she will call me a tomboy. So, but like tomboy, not when you look at me, but when you deal with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just a hood chick in a skirt. You know what I'm saying? And I take off my shoes or my heels if I got to, if that makes sense. So, when the chick came up behind me first, you don't come behind no female. Like, I'm from the hood. Hood. Don't walk up behind me. Like, and it's dark in the club, you will get fucked up. Girl, fuck, they thought that shit was cute. But about me, something about me is I could have a whole conversation with you by just staring at you. Like, don't come over here with that shit. So maybe it is good that she caught me and she whispered in my ear, a little bad bitch. She said, why you looking so mean? You hella pretty or something. And I just turned around hella quick, like, and I just looked at her, then I looked at my bae, and I'm like, oh, this is what they doing up in here? This is what you got me in? Because I felt like that was hella disrespectful. And I just looked at her, like, mugged her just so hard. She was just looking, I'm looking, and she walks away. Then another one walks past, like, this is like throughout the night, and just rub on my leg. I'm like, okay, I get it. I'm starting to get it, like, these females is very aggressive. The femmes are very aggressive. I'm sorry. They are. Because I am. But it ain't nothing like it happening to you. Like, wait, it don't work that way. You're not about to do that to me. You got me way fucked up. So that's how I felt. So, yeah. That was my experience. But I say that to say, like, why can't we just get along? Because they won't allow you to get along. You got to link up. And see, I don't want to link up with you. I don't want to be in no clique. I don't want to be in no crew. I'm just me. At the end of the day, I'm me. And this is who I am. And if you don't like it, then fuck you. You know? So, with nobody telling me, like, yeah, we might like the same thing, but they're not going to like you, or they may like you. It just depends. But see, I'm the type of person, you don't got to like me, because I like myself, honey. I love myself enough for the both of us and your friends and they friends. And you're going to know it by my attitude. So this podcast is just, I really want to touch on, why are we not accepted by our own kind? They have the parades and shit, which I think, honestly, that's really for more of the flamboyant gay guys to express themselves and for the lesbians to just be a part. You get what I'm saying? Just to represent, this is my lifestyle, so I'm a go. But it's really for the dudes.
And I get it. Like, it's cool, because, like, that's their day. Like, we get a day. What's up? You know what I'm saying?
So Pride Week be, it's good. Like, I went one time,
and I've never been back.
Again, because that's not for me, but it is what it is. Like, some people like it. Again, I think it's a time for expression and just for you to be you. You know what I'm saying? But I'm always me. So it don't take no week of partying to do that. I'm not a partier, but it's to each his own. But I noticed how, like, the little cliques in the club was linking up, or after the club, and with me messing with the older woman, she knew a lot of people, and that's how they linked. You know what I'm saying? They'll be like, oh, you guys want to go to breakfast? And it's just the popular girls or the popular crowd. And I ain't never been that type. Like, I don't want to do all that. That's not who I am. That's not what I represent. I just, like, now, I'm totally the opposite. You would not believe. Like, I'm a minister, life coach, motivational speaker. I'm all that. And I have a podcast. You know what I'm saying? But one thing through it all, I've always asked God to allow me to be my authentic self. I don't want to change. I don't want to have that in me. I don't want to change for nobody. I just want to be Rhonda at the end of the day. And I'm blessed enough to know my flaws. I have a potty mouth. That's just who I am. Am I working on it? Yes. But what I will not do is go against women. And we like the same thing. And another thing, why is it, see, I'm a OG out here, like I'm 41, but since I don't allow myself to be all in the, like, the parties and all that shit, I'm kind of standoffish. So of course, if you see me and my wife, you'll say, oh, okay, they're a lesbian couple, but you ain't gonna be like, oh, I seen them at the club last week or this or that. I know it's just not California, the Bay Area. But why is it that I've noticed? So it's the competition. It's the, if you're not cute, you can't hang with me out here. The females are hella aggressive. The studs are hella sensitive. Facts. The studs are very sensitive. The females are harder than the studs. But at the end of the day, it's really, we're all women. And that's how it is. So I don't care about none of that. But, so it's those things. And then out here in California, again, it's like, you will be in a relationship and you'll see that shit, like, let's say on Facebook, or you'll hear, like, somebody talking, because my wife, she came out with me. So she's only been with me. She's never been in another relationship. And then we got married. So I'm her first, like, doing it all. You know what I'm saying? And we were friends first. So I was thankful for that. But it's not, so nobody can say, oh, I talked to her. I know her. It's like, oh, I've never seen her before. And that's like the best feeling in the world, when you know for a fact you ain't never talked or had conversation with mine, because she wouldn't even talk to a motherfucker like you. Period. And I'm just gonna leave it at that. But I never knew how fast a motherfucker can get in a relationship and get out. That shit was mind-blowing to me. Like, wait a minute, wasn't that your friend? I used to ask the bar I used to fuck with, wasn't that your friend that just was in a relationship with her? Now she fucking with her? She's like, yeah. It was nothing to them, but to a new girl on the scene and a new girl on the block, I was like appalled behind it. I'm like, wow, that shit is crazy. Like, y'all fucking switch relationships and be in love with each other. Like, I'm not used to that shit. When I break up with somebody, I need time to heal. I want to be by myself. I'm trying to get my mental right, because when I go in, baby, I'm going all the way in, and I'm going to give you my best. But it's like, oh, I fuck with her. Oh, I don't fuck with her no more. I'm fucking with her now. And they be knowing about each other. That's what kills me. It's like, oh my gosh. Like, okay, that's what we doing. So once I got used to that, it was just like, I would tell stories to my wife as I learned, because once I learned, I could game her up on it. She was like, that's crazy. Because if I was to ever break up with my wife right now, I'm not dating nobody. Like, I'm going, like, getting hella cats, just making hella money in my Bible and in my bag. I ain't trying to fuck on nobody. I don't want to be in a relationship. I'm cool. I am cool. Baby girl, please get out my face. Thank you. But excuse me. Not. I just don't understand. Like, they jump from relationship to relationship out of my whole entire lesbian lifestyle. Let me see. I've been in 5 relationships in 1 marriage. And me and her got a lifetime to go, because I'm not breaking up with her. Like, we ain't divorcing, we ain't breaking up. Motherfucker, we'll go to counseling for the rest of our lives. But bitch, you are not going anywhere. We're in this thing. Because I'm not doing it. So, and I'm 41 years old. So, back then, that's still good. 4 relationships in 1 marriage. It's so many people that could say so much, like, oh, I fuck with her. Oh, I fuck with her. I fuck with this one. I fuck with that one. It just, again, mind blowing that they get out like that. That's not cool. I don't suggest that. I feel like you need time to heal after a relationship. I think that's where self-love comes into play. And that makes me feel like that's just what they do. That's not how it's supposed to be. That's just what they do. They don't give themselves enough time to heal. And it goes back to why they, let me see how I can put this, because my words are everywhere. Why don't they take lesbian relationships serious? Because when you look at it, it's like, oh, she was just with old girl the other day, and she was just with this one, now she with that one. And it's like, they're fine with it. Me, I need time to heal. I need time to mourn the relationship, get myself together mentally, and just figure out what I'm doing next. And the last thing I would want or say is to jump into another relationship like that relationship never happened. Now, what I have done is I've been in a relationship and I broke up with the person, and then I kind of like got close to somebody. It wasn't sexually, but me and her became cool ass friends. But we never did anything. Like, she was just a cool ass friend. But everybody thought, oh, she's in a relationship with old girl. And that was not the case. And that's why I say, like, that shit is crazy. Like, they have us out here looking kind of like bad in a sense. But if that's what y'all do, to each his own. But that's not how I do it. That's not how I do it. That's not what I'm doing. That's not what I'm about. And that's not what I will represent as a lesbian woman living my lifestyle. I can't do it. It's just not okay. And then, what else was I shocked about? It was really less more the females being harder than the studs, and the studs being softer. It's really hard to get rid of them too. I've had stalkers just jumping out on me, like at my house, knocking on my door. Bitch had to get a whole motherfucking gate. I had a door. I had to go from a door to a motherfucking gate on a door, because it's like, bam, you open your door, baby at the door. Like, you don't even fuck with this broad no more. Like, after we didn't done, like, after I say I'm done, I am done. Oh, pettiness. Lesbians can be so fucking petty. But the fucked up part is, let me tell you, I was fucking with this younger girl. And that was kind of my bad, because she was young. But see, I'm the type, when you say some, like, I'm not territorial, but don't get out of line, because I'm not for domestic violence, but I will gut your ass. Like, I will read you real quick in front of anybody. And that shit'll hurt you to your gut. So what I'm saying is, like, respect me and I'm going to respect you. And you better not ever make me look bad in front of nobody. So when we first met, I told her the pros and the cons of who the fuck I was in a relationship that I want to be in, what I'm not tolerating and what I could tolerate. And jealousy is something that I cannot tolerate. You wouldn't have that problem because I don't fuck with females like that. But, oh, baby girl tried to try me. But again, she fucked the good friendship up. She fucked our relationship up. Because what she did was I stopped talking to her. Because when I stop talking to you, I stop talking to you. I will look at you and act like I never fucked with you or fucked you ever in my life. And I guess that's what got to her. She would DM me, say shit. I would never respond. So she wasn't used to that. Again, thinking back on it now, she was younger than me. Listening to my fucking homegirl like, maybe you need to get somebody younger. I will never, never in my life. That bitch was like, possessive, aggressive, fucking you're mine, I want you to myself. She would like irritate me where I'm smashing on her all the time, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, yeah, I knew it wasn't gonna work. I knew it wasn't gonna work when we were together, but it's just like, how am I gonna cut it off with her when she's already tied into it? And I think for me, I just allowed myself to stay because I'm thinking maybe I could teach her. Maybe I could show her how to be on some grown woman shit. Like, I'm taking, like, chances with my life, even wasting time with you. And so after that, it was just mind-blowing. Like, she would come to my house after we broke up. Bitch bought me a purse. I told her, I'm not giving you back that purse. She gave me a dog. It was like a little Yorkie. She wanted the Yorkie back. I said, okay, you on some messy shit now. Like, hey, this has to stop. So something in my spirit said, you're going to have to give her the dog back. You're going to have to give her the purse back. She's a petty little bitch. So I just really had to give her everything back. When I tell you I have to give her everything back, and the fucked up part is she asked for everything back to come to my house to pick it up, to throw it back at me. How did I end up with the dog back, bitch? You just wanted it. When I say she threw the dog at me, I'm like, wait a minute. And I'm very calm. So I'm trying not to laugh at her because I'm like, wait. Okay, wait. Wait a minute. You just called and was like, I want my dog back. Fuck you. I'm over. I'm done with you. And you'll never hear from me again. Again, she bought me like a Louis Vuitton purse. I want my purse back. I want all my shit back. So I give it to you and you just sling it back at me and cry. What was the point? Like, I don't get it, but okay. The moral of that little spat, I got a dog flew in my face, in my purse back, in like glasses, the wallet, of course, and probably some shoes or something to be thrown back at me. Now, the dog was okay because I caught the little motherfucker. But see, if it would have been a purse in my face or it would have been something that could have fucked my face up, then we would have been two bitches fighting at the end of the day. So she better be lucky. So at the end of the day, yeah, that's what happened with that one. Overall, like, I really realized that she really liked me. Like, she really, really liked me. And, you know, I was really feeling her. But I knew the way she acted was kind of childish. So I was like, I'm not going to be able to deal with it. And then I had kids and shit. And it wasn't that she was my kid's age, because I wouldn't even do no shit like that. Because my daughter, she's 21 right now. My son is like 17 going on 25 with his crazy ass. And I got another young son. So this happened to be one day we all in a car together. We ain't on no family shit, but I'm dropping her off. Because me and my kids got somewhere to go. I'm very funny around who I have my kids around. You know what I'm saying? And they grown anyway. But what caught my eye was I don't listen to rap music like that at all. Like, I will, but it's not that crazy shit. It's more of the, like, the laid back rap music, if you get what I'm saying. It ain't going, I don't even know rappers now, because to me, they're not rappers. They just be talking hella fast, and you just got to keep up with the words, and it sound like hella shit happening all at once, and it makes my anxiety very fucking high. That's how I'm gonna put that rap music today. So my son, he's the little DJ in the car, so he want to play the music, so he started playing a song and shit. I don't recall who it was. It could have been, I'm trying to think of that little boy's name. I can't think of his name. See, I don't fucking know. I really don't know. But it was like a, damn, I don't know his name. But it was one of those motherfucking niggas that wear the tight ass pants looking like a bitch from the waist down. Okay? And they all, so it was two of my sons in the car, my daughter in the car, and baby in the car. They all bobbing to the same music. I'm like, oh, they rhyming, talking, like saying the words. And I feel like, oh my gosh, I'm dealing with four kids here. And all I birthed three. And I sucked on one of them. And this bitch ain't even mine. Like, I'm loving on one of them. Like, this my babe. Like, babe listening to the music. Oh, hell no. Like, oh, hell no. I didn't birth three kids. I'm fucking on one that's a kid, pretty much. But it ain't my kid. I didn't have her. But you singing the same shit my daughter and my sons is singing. That's not okay. We can't do that. You gotta act older. So I didn't say shit to her at the time. I never said it to her. I just knew in my mind, okay, I can't be with her. That's not gonna work. Because y'all motherfuckers know the same songs and shit. I'm feeling real, real old up out here. And that's when I was probably 35. So I'm like, oh, hell no. Nah. This is some crazy shit going on. I need to get out now. And my spirit was like, this ain't going to work. This is not going to work, Rhonda. You're going to have to leave fast. But that shit happened. But after that, she would always look at my page. She would always friend me on Instagram, you know, follow, Facebook follow. I wasn't really tripping. Then she found out that I got married. And she was like, sent me a DM, like, I'm happy for you. And, you know, we became cool, but like cool over the gram or cool over Facebook. It's not cool like, oh, we can sit down. Basically, we tied up some shit that she needed to be tied up, I guess, for her to move on, because she don't follow me no more. But like, she'll jump in my DM to check on me every now and then, like check on us. She's moved on. She had a baby. Well, she didn't have a baby, but her broad had a baby. And I'm happy for her, you know what I'm saying? Like, because she's always wanted kids. We had talked about having kids together, like, because we was together. So we had talked about it for a minute, but after I seen how she acted, it was like very like, okay, you're very immature. I can't do you. I can't do it, you know? So I just had to let it go. And that was that, pretty much, with that one. So yeah, that was different. So that's some of the things, like when I was younger, like to this day now, I don't trip on shit like that because I'm married. So I don't even look at females like, you know, my wife is my best friend, but just laughing and looking back on the shit that I used to have to go through was amazingly crazy. Like, they'd be like, oh, them studs is crazy, or the films are crazy. They'd jump out on you and stuff. And the crazy part is, like, I've had the studs, I've had the femme. I didn't date it every one of them, except like a femme like me. I refuse to do it. My wife's probably a tomboy. I could say a tomboy. She still wore her lipstick. She still wore her lip gloss. She still, you know, get her toes done and shit. She's like my best friend, but we're just married. And we on some grown shit. We got businesses, and I'm like in my bag, and we pray together. We have, you know, morals and values and loyalty come first, and that's how we are now. But back then, when I was just learning the game, because I came in again like in my 20s, and my first real relationship, it was a cool relationship, but my father was on hospice at the time, and so I was losing my dad, and I was trying to maintain my first lesbian relationship, and I really liked her, but I couldn't maintain it the way I wanted to because my father was dying. So I didn't give her all, and I took out a lot of being angry because I knew he was gonna die on her. And she just rocked with me this whole time. And that was like in 2015, and it's 2021 now. And me and her still follow each other on Facebook. Like, we still cool. I'ma always have love for her, because when I say she helped me, practically moved in with me and helped me and my mom and loved on my dad like it was her dad, it's always gonna be respect there. Like, we're gonna always be cool. You know what I'm saying? Even though her ass be flipping out sometime, like, she'll say smart shit. And since I'm just this new person, she needs to get to know me. Because you met the hurt Rhonda. You met the lost Rhonda. You was with the angry Rhonda. You don't know shit about this humble Rhonda. You know, this baby over here is raw. Like, she's got businesses. She got shit going on in her life. Like, she's a grown ass woman. I'm 41 years old, so if I'm 41, she gotta be like 47. No, she's 50. She gotta be like 57, because I like them older. At the time, I liked them older. But that's the one that told me, you're gonna marry a girl, like a girly girl. You're not gonna fuck with a stud for very long, because your personality is kind of aggressive. But my wife, she's more aggressive than me. But I'm not aggressive with her. And it's like, to each his own, because I was like the Aaliyah type of dress back in the day. Always kind of like a little bit baggy pants. I want to say just very little baggy. You know what I'm saying? But still had my hair done, still had my makeup on, still had my, it'll be like tight pants, but no, it'll be like baggy pants a little bit. And then a tight, what do they call them, body suits, you know what I'm saying? But it always was probably like a hat, a little cute baseball hat that went with it or something like that. But I think women in any relationship, a man or a woman's relationship, I think it's the person, it's who they bring out in you. They can bring out things in you that you don't even know, and it's like, wow, my wife brings out the girly, more girlier in me. She opens the car doors, but when you look at her, she's a tomboy. But you could tell, like, who's the aggressive one, who, you know, I'm the femme. When we jump out of the car together, you know what I'm saying? So with the first one, when I first met her, she was a stud, like I wouldn't say like a butch hard, but she was like dreadlocks, hella hyphy, one of them. And I was more chill. But it was a cool little relationship. Just like I said, I think my father passing had a lot to do with the lack of I put in. I stopped. Like, I couldn't focus on her, the relationship, and my dad passing. And she was very needy. She needed to be, you know, hugged. Needed to be this. We got into so many arguments, but again, you're dealing with somebody and they best friend, they dad, my everything is leaving shortly. Like, it was like within, he was on hospice for, I want to say, longer than he should have been, but she stuck with me the whole time. But so, like, it's like, as soon as we broke up, like maybe 2 months later, he ended up passing, but she still did a check-in with me. She would still check on me and my mom and stuff. So it was like a solid breakup until she found out, or somebody told her, that I was hanging with somebody. Just like I said earlier in the podcast, it was my friend. We were only friends. And somebody told her that it was something that was not. They put it on like, oh, the 2 on the 10. Like, I seen Rhonda with such and such. So when you say that and you think that, it was like hella text messages. Oh, you fucking with her now? Da 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 da. She calling up the girl. That's how bold they were. They called each other up. I was like, wow, you done called the girl and said I was a bitch. I was hella mean, but you forgot to leave out my dad died. But okay, I guess. So that was like my little schmeal on that. But, you know, I think it'd be some funny stories I got, and I will share, because it's just funny. Like, it's just very funny dealing with a female. Through it all, I'm glad that I've learned the lessons. I'm really glad. And I'm very thankful that I'm married and I don't have to deal with shit. Like, I don't have to deal with anything now. But my wife and my kids. It's no wake up to crazy text messages. It's none of that. Because I used to go through all that shit. No, I give you this, you take it back. Do y'all deal with that? Did you guys have to deal with that ever in life? Just let me know. Because when I say that was what it was and I couldn't deal, it's like, oh no, I'm done. You guys are crazy. Crazy ass people. But I wish all of them the best. Like, all me and my 4 exes are very, like, grown on some grown women shit now. And we all just doing our own thing, really. So that's that on that. And I don't want to hold you, but I had to get on here and just let y'all know, like, some of these motherfuckers is crazy. These women is crazy. If I like women, you like women, why we all just can't get along? It don't make no fucking sense. Why do I have to, when I say I had to, but I really had to get my name out there. Like, just really, you're going to respect me type shit. Like, if you don't, bitch, we could fight. Because you gonna still respect me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, why do we have to, why did it have to go that far? Like, why can't you just welcome me in with open arms? Why I gotta fight to get a seat? And I'm gonna get a seat, bitch. I'm gonna be in the front row. So you might as well get up and give me yours. That's how I was feeling, because I'm coming in new. And at the end of the day, I was like, at that time, I said I was 31. So these bitches, one of them was 50. So when I say they don't care, these, I'm like, I have to tell one of them, like, you're old, you're sitting here arguing with me about me liking women or me, my lifestyle, or you don't want me hanging around you, but you my mama age, bitch. So I don't want to hang around you. You ain't got to worry about hanging around me. You should want to hang around me. Oh, she got so mad because I think they called them the, I don't know what they called them. They called him like a celebrity. Like, she's the queen bee of them all. No, bitch. I'm the queen bee of them all. You an old ass spider because you got me fucked up. If you think I'm mad because I don't want to hang with you, but she had hella respect. Okay, I know you an OG in the game. I respect it. But you're not about to disrespect me because you an OG. Literally. Fuck you. No, that's not what's happening. No. You respect me, I respect you. The bitch was married at the time. And the cold part is, when I say gossip, they will gossip studs. The girl that I was kicking it with, not the girl I had a relationship with, the girl that was just my friend. I knew everybody's whole lifetime story. I could tell you about your life in 2.5 seconds. So how did I know the bitch was 50? I knew she looked it old in the face, but I didn't know she was 50. Bitch, you're my mama's age. And I had to tell her, like, you are my mom's age, man. Like, you should want to hang around me. The fuck you mad at me for? The fuck out my face. So what it was, so I was 31. The bitch was 50, and she was married. But her wife was a stud, but the bitch was 31. Okay, I get it. Like, okay, that's what y'all doing. Okay. So you had to keep your shit together so baby girl won't leave you. It's okay. I know what you got to do. She wasn't my type anyway, so you wouldn't have to worry about me wanting the little light-skinned bitch. Because I like dark-skinned, heavy-set women with dreads, possible. At the time, that's what my preference was. So you wouldn't have to worry about me wanting your half-breed-ass girlfriend. It wouldn't happen. And she was skinny. And I don't do skinny. So the threat you felt as if I want it, I would never. Now, you could tell her, she may have been looking at me, but I would never in my life talk to your girlfriend. When she take off her clothes, she's a whole female. I like roles, baby. I'm sorry. I like my, well, at the time, I like my women thick, like on the thicker side. You know what I'm saying? My wife is heavy set. The first chick I was messing with, I got kind of shell-shocked, really. Because when baby girl took off her clothes, she had a shape like she was bad. Like, she was bad. Her body was badder than mine. I was like, oh, my God. I had stopped looking at her because I was like, bitch, I'm not going to like you no more because you a whole-ass woman out here. I can't do that, ma'am. Mm-mm. But I'm not going to hold y'all. Thank you for tapping in to her lesbian lifestyle. And I just had to drop some gems on you for 41 minutes and 20 seconds and just let y'all know how I was feeling about this whole little situation. At the end of the day, we like what we like. We like the same thing. So why we just can't get along, okay? We need to all just chill the fuck out and get along. So for the next lesbian generation, it ain't jealousy. Leave that jealousy shit at home and come together as a team and pair up and become like a strong force within. Women are fucking powerful. I'm sorry. We are some powerful ass creatures if we work together. Do you know, like, we could take over the fucking world? I'm on my Beyonce shit. Girl power. The fuck? You want to be jealous of me? No, bitch. Let's congratulate each other and be friends. And talk about business. Go on vacations. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's not fight amongst each other. So you guys have a blessed day. And I'll holler at y'all soon. Or whatever.